I am a weeping warrior. The Nineveh Adventure, Day 2 of 40, titled What Happened and Is Happening with the Eclipse of April 8th is Spiritual and Unseen, Not Physical and Seen. I am a weeping warrior. I am not a prophet, but God speaks to me. I'm not a pastor, but I am a minister, ministering to the lost and the saved. I'm no longer a citizen of this world. I dwell in the Most High in God's kingdom. I weep for what makes God weep. I am a soldier of the great I Am. I am a weeping warrior. Well, ladies and gentlemen, something definitely happened on April 8th with this sign from God. Certainly Satan and his minions were out and about. This is a spiritual warfare. The unsaved and the undiscerning Christian were looking for signs and wonders and physical events to happen. I believe strongly that physical events will happen, especially in the next 40 days and in the upcoming 7 years. That's kind of a no-brainer. Like the bumper sticker states, things happen. Things in quotes, or something like that. Having said this, God is a spiritual being and we worship Him in spirit and truth. So let's look at this mostly through the Spirit. But before we do, I want to share some of the mocking of God and His Word and His providence and His prophecy and His children that happened on April 8th and shortly after on the 9th. This shows a picture of the eclipse through the clouds, and there are a bunch of people standing there and they're all looking up at it and they're all being raptured up into the clouds. And, you know, it is kind of a silly thing anyway, but because it's going to be in a twinkling of an eye, I don't know if we're actually going to be able to see everybody like they're showing in this picture. But at any rate, the person puts this up, and I won't use his word, his name, or the city he's talking about. But obviously, he states, if you were in city name today, you never had any idea of exactly what happened during today's total eclipse. I would never have imagined that all the conspiracy stories were correct. And so all of these people are going up into the air. So at any rate, one person has a little meme here marked safe from the rapture. And then another person states, well, I'm going to be a little sore for a while about this not actually happening. Not quite sure what she means. And then this person, I'm just going to say KD, because I'm going to be referring to her too in a little bit. And it's interesting with her comments, she has 21 thumbs up. And here's her comment. If only the red hats would have been raptured too, somewhere. All right, a lot of love there. Of course, there's one little heart, but there's 21 thumbs up. Another one is marked safe from living through the rapture of 2024. And before I get on with the next comments, I mentioned this yesterday, that I don't remember any brother, sister in the Lord or any preacher mentioning that the rapture happening would happen on the 8th of April. But somehow the unsaved people, I don't know how they kind of got that idea. Somehow Satan got the word out, and so they're just having a great time laughing it up. Now, this comment is, but I didn't live through it as we escaped to the Netherlands. But just wait. Our night sky has another astronomical event waiting for 2024, a nova. And sometime between now and the end of September 2024, a star will appear where most of us have not seen one, not too far from Polaris. It has become nearly as bright as our North Star. Stay tuned to Science Fun Friday on Friday, April 12th, 2024. Well, things are happening in that regard. Now, this next comment is, I'm working on my SFF for this week. It might look a lot like this, with its renewing explosive possibilities. TCRB is known as Recurring Nova. NASA said it is only one of the five in our galaxy. So this person is, he probably didn't even look at the original post, but they're talking about this comet and whatever. Oh, and then this person's asking if that's the Devil comet that snuck in. And so this guy uses the D word and says, I'm sad I missed it. So anyway, this person's laughing her butt off with the meme that she's got there. Then we have an alien face. And then this woman, her comment is bye-bye megas, fly, fly. And then this person, OMG, ooh, wish this was real, talking about all of the people going up. And then this person, I am sorry. I do not feel happy that there was no red hat rapture. Could it still happen? The day is not over. This person, a horror mystery writer who happened to be having lunch at the hotel, city name, coffee shop, was asked about 25 years ago as he looked onto one of the streets at noon in substantial fog, what he thought was our city. Oh, well, he just said that the city is certainly not the end of the earth, but you can almost see it from here. Well, we've heard that line before. But I'm just sharing some of these comments, and especially they're talking about this rapture picture. Well, this person's saying, thanks for the update. I kept searching all the news sources for any info on the big eclipse events. And this one, I had nothing happen to me today, same as any other day. Am I weird? This person, affirmative, LOL. We're a rare breed. And this has some kind of a comic. Oh, and you know what? I know this guy. He is a cartoonist, and he's a really good cartoonist, too, but I haven't seen any of his cartoons for about 20 years. Anyway, a panel from one of those Spire Christian comics published in the 1970s and offered without further comment. Well, and so he's got the great snatch. What's going on? All of these people going up. So anyway, one person says she loves the humor. Another one, as long as Marjorie Taylor Greene was raptured and we don't have to deal with her stupidity anymore, I'm good. So anyway, this is where I chimed in. And I simply stated, it's sad to see all of this mockery of God and His Word. You do not want to be left behind. When the Holy Spirit is removed with the Christians, literally all hell will break loose. It won't be pretty. It won't be funny. You are just one decision away from being saved. Today is the day of salvation. We will all stand before God, and if you've not accepted God before you die, you will be judged, even for what you deem to be humor. God is not mocked. It occurs in parousia, those who are alive and remain unto the coming, and then there's the Greek word in parentheses, of the Lord, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Well, this person, she states, she's mentioning my name, it's directed to me. I do not believe in a vindictive God. We're all God's children. Would you condemn your child to hell? God is perfect love, so sorry. God is more human parent than any human. Well, according to Satan, that would be true. And so again, this person thinks that God is love. Well, she hasn't read the Old Testament, has she? Well, of course, he's love, obviously. But there's the whole fact is she's thinking, would you condemn your child to hell? No, that's the whole point. Jesus came to save people from hell. So, no. Okay, so anyway, then this other person, again, directing at me, I feel the same every time one of you compare the actual Antichrist to God. I am no longer a practicing Catholic for reasons related to, but outside the scope of this post. But comparing a living embodiment of every single deadly sin to God and calling him godlike is repulsive at best and unforgivable at worst. So just miss me with this foot-stomping indignation. Well, I think I'm an intelligent person, but I'm not understanding what she's saying here. She's no longer a practicing Catholic, okay. But comparing a living embodiment of every single deadly sin to God, I don't know how I did that. If she's saying I did that, and calling him godlike is repulsive. I wonder if she's talking about Trump, calling Trump godlike. I know I've heard something like that in the past. I really have no idea what she's getting to. Okay, here's KD again. Well, we are mocking the morons who thought an effing eclipse, she didn't use effing, she used the actual word, eclipse had anything to do with the end of the world. Are uber religious people all this slow? And then she actually copied and pasted something from my own wall. And she states, WTF, what the F are you trying to say here? And I do what I call conduits. And what I stated in this post was, remember, the Good Samaritan had money. So again, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. But she copied this and she pasted it in here. And it's a little bit of a saying that I have here. Having money when it's God's money is a good, and then I have God in parentheses thing. So having money when it's God's money is a good God thing. So she continues, because, and she copied again and pasted out of Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Well, that really is the point that I was making. Anyway, she didn't see that. And then she was really coming at me for some reason, and I understand why. Because, again, Satan and demons, they were just out and about. So anyway, she states, and here you are thinking you know God's plan. Wow. He would smite you for the audacity alone. Well, what I did here is I took one of their marked safe from believing the solar eclipse is anything other than the moon passing in front of the sun, and I created a post, and she copied it and pasted it here. To those, this is what I stated, to those who are posting this, I suggest you not take this event lightly. Let's see if you can post it after 40 days, and then after 7 years. And further, can you say marked saved from hell? Minimally, this is a sign to either repent, or if you are a Christian, to use the authority you have in Christ, rise up and walk in his will. All of those things I would think are pretty decent. But anyway, I left her with this response. It's interesting you are copying and pasting my post here. I'm sure if you would understand my answers. Oh, I'm not sure if you would understand my answers, of which I'm pretty sure you don't. There's a clear answer to both if you'd like to ask me on my page. Again, if you are sincere in asking. And crickets. Never hear from her again. Now, this person states, and not related to me or directed at me, just directed to this post, with all of these people being raptured away. If only I was waking up today and all the megas had been carried off into the abyss. Sadly, it didn't happen because some science would have been needed. And this person, we were flying at the time. I did not see aliens rapturing Christians or the maw of hell. And just a laughy face. oh, look, all the self-righteous bigots that I cannot stand spending 5 minutes with on this earth went off to their eternity to quarrel amongst themselves forever. Well, again, really, this, it really breaks my heart, because here's a person that, I don't know, he certainly doesn't understand the love of God, and he's blind, and he will spend eternity in hell unless something changes. So I pray for all of these people. And then this person, I had a list of people I was willing to give a starter love to for the rapture, but now I'm disappointed. And then somebody talking about seeing the rapture, and another smiley, funny face. And then this person says, are they coming or going? And, oh, this is interesting. The eclipse was a major letdown. The evangelicals are all still here from the other 98%. Well, he's not too far off, because the Christian population is only about 10%, is my understanding. That's what I've heard. And the remnant, really, of that is probably, you know, he's saying 2%. But let's see here. Oh, well. Now, for your consideration, I find it absolutely astounding that the human race can be stopped in its tracks by a shadow. Please remember that the Mayan Empire, was created and empowered and manipulated and functioned and used the power of a shadow to create human sacrifice as a way of government and having good crops for the next year. The only thing a shadow proves is that you live and are real. You morons, you open morons. That's what he said. So anyway, those are the kind of things that are happening there. And actually, yes, that is on Facebook. So we pray for those people, because even as Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, another thing is the Nothing Happened at the Eclipse, or Did It? That is the title of a YouTube video that you can go online. It's by Kurt Landry. That's L-A-N-D-R-Y. Some really good information there. And basically, he was saying what I was saying, that this is a sign. And if you'll listen to yesterday's broadcast, you'll see where I talked about that the sun and the moon, they're in the sky as signs. So when we see those, we're supposed to pay attention to them. We're not supposed to add dates or do a lot of long reaches or anything like that. But anyway, I talked yesterday how when I saw that one of the paths were going over all of the Ninevehs, that's why I wanted to bring up this 40 days of Nineveh. And we will be getting to that tomorrow or the next day, because there's only 4 chapters of Jonah in the book of Jonah in the Bible. And so I'm going to work with maybe 1 or 2 verses for the next, it'll be 38 days now after today. But anyway, Kurt Landry was talking about, really, there should be no confusion. The Jonah and Nineveh connecting the dots. Jonah is a Hebrew. Nineveh is Persia. So he also talked about how the moon, the Jews follow the lunar calendar, so that's the moon. And also the Gentiles, everybody else, follows the sun calendar. So with the moon covering the sun, that's the Jews covering the Gentiles, covering the world, basically covering Egypt. Because, again, if you go back and you take a look at some of the information about this Xing out of America that I talked about, the X, the center of that X where the two lions intersect, that happened on a little town over a little town called Little Egypt. So there's a lot of parallels here with this, with Jonah and Nineveh, and then also Little Egypt, and also the Jewish moon covering the sun. And the Egypt, they had many gods, and their sun god was the Ra god. So this is the Jewish moon basically defeating that. And so he also said, though, that as Gentiles, we're grafted in to the Jews, because Jews, they were the first to hear God's word. And Jesus also said to a woman, he said, well, no, I'm not even supposed to talk to you, basically. This is just for the Jews. And she said, well, even the dogs are able to eat from the crumbs that fall from the table. This was after she would talk to him like two or three times. And he said, okay, go, your faith has healed you. And so then we were grafted in. So the Jews were God's people first. And then we were, well, through the grace of God, we're invited into this. So again, if you've accepted Christ. But now a lot of things are going on in Israel right now. And Kurt, if you listen to this, he's sharing a lot of things about what's really happening over there. And here in America, it's tough to trust anybody's government, our government, the Israel's government, and all of that. But they are certainly still God's people. And we cannot turn our back on Israel. Even we don't have to agree with what Israel's doing. We don't understand what Israel's doing. And Kurt was also saying that what we're hearing are basic lies. So, and he can't even say different things, otherwise his Facebook will be removed. And that's why I'm not saying a whole lot about who's who. But just understand that we need to pray for the people. Think about this. It's the governments really fighting against governments, and they send their citizens out to kill themselves or to be killed fighting in these wars. And so the government of Israel is just as corrupt as our American government. And the people, the citizens, are great people of both countries, but it's these elites and governments that fight each other. So moving on, and again, we will be talking more about the Jonah and Nineveh, and then we'll talk about the last seven years and the next 7 years coming up, but not so much about that. But we will talk about the 40 days and how Nineveh repented and turned back to the Lord. And that's what Kurt was saying, that this whole crisscrossing out of America in this message is that we need to turn back to the Lord. Now, before we end today, I was also listening to Mario, and I want you to hear this too, because at least part of this, he's talking about a way to pray to confuse the media and also to pray to derail the agenda of the globalist, and to pray that fire of God will come down on his church, and not his church physical building, but the people, the body of Christ. So let me pull that up here so that you can hear it.
And neither one of them is. So let's get into the prayer.
Here's that prayer.
How does God want us to pray? And with the minutes that we have left, we're going to delve into it. We have a couple more videos to show you, but I want to introduce this one fact right now. Vehement, directed intercession based on resistance from the cross. We have to start right there. Here's how it sounds. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over demon power that is deluding minds, corrupting government, and bringing evil into our city. I stand against it by the blood of Christ and the power of the word of God. And I enforce the word of God on it and demand that it leave. Well, here are the three things that God told me to ask for. First, I'm going to go as fast as I can. Confuse the media. Just as God came down and confused the languages at the Tower of Babel, I declare that confusion and division will come between the leftist powers in the White House and social media and legacy media. Secondly, is to derail the agenda of the globalists, to derail it in the name of Jesus. Okay, whether they're billionaires or China. And here's how we want it derailed. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 and 23. I'm going to read it. Now, when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon, Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy. Now, let's stop. Number three, fire of God to come on the church. The fire of God to come on the church. Enough of Sunday morning being a rock concert followed by a TED talk. The fire of God to come on the church. Our purpose for meeting, our artificial glue that is holding us together, the spirit of entertainment. And look at how the devil is using chump change to create false victory. We're looking at how many books we sell, how many views we have. And all the while, there's only one thing that matters. It is if America can be spared judgment and destruction for its immorality.
Okay, so if America can be spared for all of its immorality. So thank you, Mario. And now, a couple of things, and then I'm going to end with a sinner's prayer. But again, just what he was talking about, write this down too. So pray to confuse the media. Just as God came down and confused the languages at the Tower of Babel, declare that confusion and division will come between the leftist powers in the White House and the social media and legacy media. And also, number two, pray to derail the agenda of the globalist. And three, pray that the fire of God will come down on his people, his church. All right, so again, just some encouragement. Certainly there's a lot of crap that's going on out there, but that's the world. You know, God has us in the palm of his hand. We are going to be the light that shines. We serve the same God that led the Israelites out of Egypt with the cloud by day, fire by night. We serve the same God that brought down the walls of Jericho. We serve the same God that did all of those things. So he hasn't changed. He's still there. And unlike some of those comments in that particular post, God is, he's love, but he is also just. So now that's our encouragement that I wanted to do here for you. And then you know that I end always with a sinner prayer. And I want you to go ahead and if you're unsaved and you don't know Christ, now is the day of salvation. And the big thing is after you've done that, go ahead and find a true Christian church to be discipled and to learn more about Christ and your walk, because you just don't want to get that get out of hell free card and not do anything and just wait until we do get raptured or we die before the rapture. But we want to be soldiers in Christ's army. So this is Billy Graham presenting a sinner's prayer. And I'm going to turn it up so we can hear it. And we'll end with this.
The Bible says, in spite of our rebellion and rejection, God loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his son to die for your sins. And when Christ died on that cross, he became guilty of lying. He became guilty of slander. He became guilty of jealousy. He became guilty of the most filthy, dirty sins. Christ took the hell that you and I deserve. Now, God said, receive him, believe him, put your trust and your confidence in him, and I will forgive your sins, and I will guarantee you eternity in heaven. It's all yours, and it's all free. All you have to do is receive.
Today, I'm asking you to put your trust in Christ. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer, sentence by sentence, after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you've died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I repent of my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
He's alive! I've given my life not to a dead Christ, but to a living Christ. And he's given me a song to sing. He's given me a flag to follow. I have reason for existence. I know where I've come from. I know why I'm here. I know where I'm going. Do you?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.